在哪一个你就可以组织一个会场，一个真正的一个善的话，而且不需要抱怨，哎，是可以发言，哎，美，哎 ，agree， 哎 ，have the same opinion， 而你们就有十个人有能力的。哎，你就可以很幸运了，但是就可以有这个会场 ，you can worship 的，你就可以敬拜神。
And there is Torah, the five books of Moses。
所以他们就在那里读摩西五经。
And they read the prophets。
哦，他们读先知书。
And they sing the songs。
哦，他们在那里唱诗篇。
And they pray for them。
他们向神祷告。
And there was much liberty among them。
哦，在他们当中有不少的自由。
People prepare and give a message。
哦，有人在什么可以讲解的信息。
So they have everything that they need。
所以他们需要的都有了。
And not only physically they will。
不然只在物质上面他们很丰富。
Religiously, these satisfy their hunger.
他们有一些宗教的生活来满足他的良心。
Only the reckoning was they could not offer sacrifice.
唯一不能够做的就是不能够献祭。
And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
他不流血，罪不得赦。
So you find most people remaining in that.
所以就发现多数人都留在巴比伦。
Only a remnant of the children of Israel.
只有一些以色列渔民
whose heart was stirred by God.
他们的心被神激动。
They were concerned with the name of God.
他们为了神的名在那里发热心。
So they went back to Jerusalem.
所以他们就回到耶路撒冷。
And in difficult days.
在艰难当中，他们重建圣殿。
Let me know this temple that they rebuilt。
你知道他们所重建的圣殿
？They come on during the time of Christ。
哦，你知道在基督后来在基督的时候的时候
？You find that it was already greatly enlarged。
哦，在那里已经在那扩展了。
The Viking
Temple。而是兴旺的时候。
So after that you find this temple was glorious.
你看它外表来看，这个圣殿是非常的荣耀。
It was adorned with beautiful stones.
用美丽的石头所建造。
And the gifts from all the world.
从各处献来的礼物。
And there was the priesthood.
在那里有祭司的制度。
And there was the sacrifice.
在那里有献祭。
And there were a group of people for the scribe.
在那里有一些文士。
And they make a study of the Bible their life.
他们就是以读圣经为生的。
So after that you find you have a pious godly people.
所以你在外表上看到一些很敬虔的人。
But in actuality, it wasn't so.
但实际并不如此。
In this second temple,
在第二个圣殿
you find something most essential were left.
你发现那里面有一些最重要的东西缺少。
First of all, you find in the second temple, there was no ark.
你发现在第二个圣殿里面没有约柜。
In the holiest of all, there was nothing there.
至圣所里面什么都没有。
You know, the ark is the center of the tabernacle.
我们知道珍贵的单是会幕的中心。
There the glory of God rested.
那是神荣光所在。
So the mercy seat is spoke to his people.
从尊墓那里，他向神的百姓说话。
And yet in the second temple, there was no ark.
在第二个圣殿里面没有约柜。
And not only that,
不单是这样。
You find in the second temple, there was no glory.
你看到在第二个圣殿里面也没有荣耀。
The glory of God did not descend upon this temple.
神的荣耀没有降到这个圣殿里面。
And thirdly, in the second temple, there was no fire from heaven.
第三个圣殿那没有从天而降的火。
And mostly,
意思
the high priest did not have the Urim and Thummim.
大祭司没有 Urim 跟 Thummim.
In other words, they cannot find the will of God.
换句话说，他们不能够去寻求神的旨意。
So all the most fundamental things were lacking.
所以基本重要的东西都缺乏。
It is ready for the empty temple.
换句话说，这是一个空的圣殿。
Everything went out as usual.
外面一切都照常进行。
But there was no reality.
但是那里面没有实力
和性格，
那是谁呢
？In the fullness of time，
在自己满足的时候
，the word became flesh，
道成了肉身
，and dwelt among men，
住在人的中间。
In the original it said tabernacle among men，
在原文的里面咱是说，神的帐幕在人间
，full of grace and truth。
满有恩典与真理
，and we have contemplated His glory.
我们也看到他的荣光
，as the glory of the heavenly covenant with the Father.
乃是父独生子的荣光
，so brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，when our Lord Jesus came upon this earth,
当我们的主临到地上
，even though outwardly there was a temple.
外面虽然有圣殿
，supposed to be the Father's
house， 本来应该是父的家
，but they already made it a house of merchandise，
但他们已经成为做买卖的地方。
You remember our Lord Christ cleansed the temple？
你知道我们的主两次洁净圣殿
，at the beginning of his ministry，
当他一开始做工的时候
，at the end of his ministry，
直到他最后要做工的时候
，the temple。Was unclean.
圣殿是不洁净的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
But where is the reality of the household?
那神家的实际在哪
？The reality is in our Lord Jesus.
实际乃是在我们的主身上。
He is the real temple of God, the house of God at that time.
在那个时候，他是神真正的家，神的殿。
The glory of God was with him.
神的荣耀在他身上。
He is Emmanuel.
他是以马内利。
God with man.
神与人同在。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，You find that throughout His days on earth.
你看到在主在地上的时候
，Outwardly there was a temple.
外面有圣殿
，And people looked to the temple.
人看圣殿
，But actually.
实际上
，the reality is in this man, our Lord Jesus Christ.
实际乃是在耶稣基督的身上。
He is the God.
他是神的神人。
Three times during his earthly days,
在他地上有三次的时间。
在天之后，
天向他打开。
And the Heavenly Father said, "This is my beloved Son."
父说，这是我的爱子。
In whom I am well.
Brothers
and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
但是很可惜，
很可惜。
You find the children of Israel, their eyes were on the physical.
以色列人的眼睛是看物质
，eyes on the material.
他们是看表面
，their eyes were on the external.
他们的眼睛是看外表
，they glory in their temple.
他们看圣殿的这个荣美
，they did not see the reality in Christ.
他们没有看到在耶稣基督里面的实际，
也因为被拆毁，
他们拒绝他。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，In John chapter two,
在约翰第二章里面
说 ，Cleanse the temple.
当我们走在那里洁净圣殿的时候
，They challenge him.
他们在那里向他挑战。
And the Lord said, "You destroy the temple."
说你拆毁圣殿。
And in 3 days, I will raise it up.
说我三日内要再建。
Now our Lord spoke of His body.
我们的主是指着他的身体讲的。
Because His body is the real temple of God.
因为他的身体乃是神真正的殿。
God dwells there.
神住在其中。
God finds His rest there.
神在他身上的安息。
I'm well pleased.
我很喜悦。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
And in 3 days, He said, "I will raise it up."
他说三日我要重建。
They destroyed his body.
他们拆毁了他的身体。
They crucified him.
他们钉他十字架。
He was buried for 3 days.
他埋葬了三天。
And on the third day, he was risen from the dead.
第三天，他从死里复活。
And for 40 days, he appeared to his people.
四十天，他向 出他的人显现。
And then he ascended up to God.
然后他升到至高，
sitting at the right hand of God.
坐在神的右边
，waiting all his enemies to be his footstool.
哦，等候他们的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
But on the day of Pentecost,
到五旬节的时候
，you find 120 disciples.
你看到。耶稣基督120门徒
，They gathered in that upper room in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷的楼上
，They prayed for 10 days.
他们祷告了十天
，Prepare themselves.
预备他们自己
for the power from on high.
哦，预备从上面来的能力。
Then on the day of Pentecost,
当我们圣节的时候
，You find the Holy Spirit coming to this world.
圣灵就降临。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里面，他们就进成一个身体。
From that day onward,
从那个时候开始
，there on earth,
在地上
，you find the house of God.
你就找到了神的家。
Because all these were on the Lord.
因为这些属于主的
，they all being birthed or born.Into one body.
他们就生进了这一个身体。
So the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们
，Christ is the head.
基督是头。
He is head to the church.
他是 body. 他是教会的头，教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him fulfills all and in all.
是那充满万有的所充满的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
How gradually.You find God gave a head ready to this body.
就渐渐就看神就把人数加在这身体上面。
And this body is still growing.
这个身体一直的在水增长。
Thank God by the grace of God, we are in that body.
感谢神，这神的恩典，我们在这个身体里面。
And the church on earth is the house of God.
在地上的教会是神的家。
There is neither Jews nor Gentiles.
他们不分是犹太人是外邦人。
Neither Scythians nor Barbarians.
不分是西服女人或是化外人。
Neither circumcised nor uncircumcised.
不管是受割礼的或受割礼的。
Neither bondman nor free.
不分是为奴的自主的。
All these earthly distinctions.God.
这属地的分别通通除去。
It is Christ all and in all.
基督是一切就在一切之内。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，What is the church?
什么是教会
？The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
The head is in heaven.
头在天上。
But through the body, the head continues to speak and to work.
就是身体。头一直的在说话，一直的在做工。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We would like to ask a question.
我们要问一个问题。
If in the height and shadow,
在预表跟以后的里面
，God.Reveal a pattern for the tabernacle and for the temple.
神启示会幕跟圣殿。
Where is the pattern for the church, for the house of God in reality?
今天教会的样式在哪里呢
？Isn't the reality more important than the shadow?
实际应该比有何更重要
？Can you believe that God revealed His pattern to the shadow, but not to the reality?
神启示影儿的样式，而没有启示实际的样式，你相信吗
？You know there are different ideas about this matter.
你知道在这一点上有不同的意见。
Many people think that the church.The real house of God on earth today has no pattern.
今天有许多人相信教会那个神家的实际是没有样式的。
During the early church,
在初期教会的时候
，you find it was very simple.
哦，这个时候非常的简单
，almost no organization，
没有任何的组织。
But then the thing is primitive.
哦，这个就是初期的。
As time went on，
当一直演变
，and gradually your mind began to develop。
一步一步的就发现这样的成型。
Because the church is a product of history，
因为教会乃是历史的产品。
Look，
看看。
When you read the book of Acts，
当你读起使徒行传的时候
，there was no organization，
没有组织。
How can you maintain without organization？
你没有组织怎么能够维持呢
？Look。
看看不
靠背，
我看看使徒行传
，How primitive it was，
那是多么的初型
，How simple it was，
那么的简单。
But then you read church history，
当你读教会历史的时候
，I gradually began to develop，
你发现渐渐的在那里，在那里演变
，It began to be organized，
就有个组织
，It began to have influence，
开始有影响力
，It began to have position。
在教会里面，你有一些地位，社会里有一些地位。
The Roman Catholic Church，
你有罗马天主教。
And you find it is a country of the country，
你在那里看的是在诸国之上。
The church has developed into a tremendous tree。
教会就成为一个很大的车主。
The church has developed into business。
教会就发酵很大
，That's the glory of the church。
这是教会的荣耀
，That's the success of the church。
这是教会的成功
，So the church has no
act。这教会没有一个样式
，It is developed through history。
是教是历史的演变而成
，And one day you will find there will be only one religion upon earth。
有一天你会发现在地上只有一个的宗教，
因为你是好看的。
就把所有的都包括在里面。
Everything is fine with me。
那是从你最后的改变。
Now brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Is the church a product of history？
教会难道真是历史的产品吗
？Is the church representing the ingenuity of man？
难道教会就是代表出人智慧的发挥吗
？If it is of man，
如果是出于人的
，Surely。Man should be the one to organize.
那人就应该在那里组织。
But if it is God,
但如果是属乎神的，
那边国家，
如果是神的家
，Can you believe that God does not give us his parents?
难道神不会给他样式吗
？Some people think yes.
有人觉得有。
The Church of God does have a fact.
神。教会是有一个样式。
Where can you find the fact？
你在哪里找到这个样式呢？
那
就有一点。
As God gives a pattern to the tabernacle and to the temple。
神给会幕跟圣殿一个样式。
So we can go back to the old temple。
所以我们就回到旧约。
And find the pattern there。
在那里找到样式。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，You find in a very real sense。
你会拿着实际的，你会发现。
The Christianity today is more and more going back to the Old Testament.
今天的基督教已经逐渐地回到了旧约里面去。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候
，in Judaism,
在犹太教里面
，in Judaism is the development of a living faith.
你知道犹太教还是从一个活的信仰演变而成。
In the beginning, it was a living faith.
在一开始是一个活的信仰。
But gradually, you find the Jewish people developing into a system.
你看，渐渐的犹太人把它演变成一个制度。
Into Judaism，
就成为犹太教。
No, in the time of Paul。
在保罗的时代
，and I've heard already mentioned，
保罗的弟兄已经提过
，these Judaizers are big problems for Paul。
这些犹太教的人对保罗来讲是一个很大的难处
，because they try to twist the truth of the gospel of Jesus。
所以他们在那里扭曲耶稣基督的福音。
But finally, they find they succeeded。
为了保罗，他们发现他成功了。
They succeeded not only in Judaism，
他们不但在犹太教里面成功，
也是。 succeeded in Christianity, 他们在基督教里面也是的成功。Look at Christianity today.
我们今天看看基督教。
What are the distinctive parts in Judaism?
你看看犹太教里面的那些特征。
They have a system of law.
他们有一个律法的制度。
So today we develop our creed.
所以今天我们也产生了信教。
You cannot have a church if you don't have a creed.
如果你没有信教，就不能你教会一定要有信教。
The Bible itself is enough.
光有圣经还不够。
You have to develop a creed.
你一定要有你的信教。
Whatever representation you are,
那不代表你是谁。
Now isn't it something similar to Judaism?
你看这个跟犹太教有点像吗？
And then you find in Judaism,
你再看犹太教，
there is a definite place of worship.
他们一定要有固定的地方来敬拜。
You cannot worship anywhere.
你不能在任何的地方敬拜。
You have to go to Jerusalem to worship.
你这边得到回到犹大，我们去拜神。
Then we go to the mountain.
上完利亚人，到回到到山上去拜神。
Our Lord said, "We want to worship in spirit and truth."
我们的主说，敬拜神要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜。
Okay, today Christianity has a place of worship.
今天基督教也有一个敬拜的地方。
They call it a place of worship.
他们称为敬拜的。
As if this is a sacred place.
他说这是一个圣所
，a temple.
是圣殿
，a tabernacle.
是会幕。
And if you want to worship, you have to go there.
如果你要去敬拜神，你要去那个地方。
And in other words,
换句话说
，if you're not there, you don't need to worship.
如果你不在那里，就不需要敬拜神。
Isn't that Christianity going back to the Old Testament?
今天基督教是不是又跑到旧约里面去
？And then you find in Judaism you have a holy priesthood.
你看在犹太教里面，他们有一个圣洁，有一个祭司的制度。
A family separated.
由于这个家他们是分别出来。
To serve God exclusively.
他们专一的侍奉神。
The other elements.
其他的都是平行的。
And they cannot.Come directly to God.
他们不能够直接来到神的跟前。弟兄姊妹们
，What do you find in Christianity?
今天你在宗教里面看到什么样？
是因为 have the same thing，
也有同样的东西。
A group of people specially trained.
有一些人他们不仅接受圣言，
而且 ordained，
被拉低
to be that sacred class.
成为这个圣品阶级。
And we are just laymen.
我们只是平信徒。
All we do.
我们只是支持他们一下。
You go back to the Old Testament.
你回到旧约的里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
When I was a boy,
当我是小孩子的时候
，I was raised in the Methodist Church.
我是在美美会里面长大。
And the Methodist Church at that time,
在那个时代的美英美会。
The pastors do not wear robes and all these vestments.
那个时候的牧师就不穿袍子。
But today,
但今天呢？
也就
他们要穿袍子。
Where do they get the food?
他们从哪里找到这样的线索？
找到 Old Testament，
从旧约里面。
If you don't have a choir, you don't have a church.
如果你没有个诗班，那你就不像个教会。
Where do they get the idea?
他们从哪里找到了这样的线索？
我们开始
救援。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
们 ，Everything you find gradually, we are going back to the Old Testament.
我们一点一滴，我们就看到了又跑回救援里面去。
If we have lost the reality, we grasp.
如果我们失去了实际，我们只有大的内核。
Isn't it sad?
这是多么可怜。
Well, I want to tell some people that.
有一些人说
，We do not find a pattern in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里面没有找到这样的。
We don't find a pattern.
那是内核。
We find a pattern in the New Testament.
我们在新约里面找到这样的。
You know, in the 60s.
在60年代
there was fire movement.
在那边有这样的运动
building New Testament churches.
在那边建立新约的教会
Now, how do you build New Testament churches?
怎么样建立新约的教会
Where do you find the pattern for it?
你怎么样子找到的样式
The Book of Acts. We know the Book of Acts tells us of the church.
我们知道神经站长的教会
that I was God on earth today.
讲到今天在地上的家
and the whole gospel tells us.
是福音说不得了。
The whole gospel tells us our Lord Jesus.
是福音讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
In the beginning, you find the clue.
你在这里找到一个线
索。Where is the pattern of the church?
教会的教师在哪里呢
？The pattern of the church is in the person.
教会的教师是在一位里。
It is not in any rules or regulations.
不是一些的规则，一些的律法。
It is not in any outward organization.
不是一些外面的组织。
All these are temporary.
这些都是暂时的。
The pattern of the church is a living person.
教会的教师才是。因为有活的
，It is the living Christ，
乃是因为有活的基督。
He is the pattern of the church，
他是教会的样式。
The body is pattern as the head，
身体是照着头的样式。
The body is the fullness of the head，
身体乃是头的丰满。
As we read around verse Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12。
所以你就发现，在《哥林多前书》十二章第十二节那里
，The body is one, but there are many members.
哦，这一就是身子就一个，这有许多肢体。
Many members, but one body.
哦，肢体是说人是一个身子。
So also is the Christ.
基督也是这样。
You know when we read First Corinthians 12,
当我们读《哥林多前书》十二章十二节的时候。
我们觉得这个有一个问题 ，because the body is one and many members.
说身子是一个，有几个肢体
？Many members of one body.
肢体的多，人是一个身子
多。Also in the church.
说教会也是这样。
That's right.
啊，应该这样讲。
Did the Holy Spirit make a mistake?
啊，我说你们是不是在这里说错误
？No.
不会。
So also is the
说。那基督也是这样。
In other words,
换句话说
，His body,
这个身体
is Christ in His corporate expression.
是基督在他整体的彰显里面。
Every member of that body belongs to Christ.
那个身体上每一个肢体都属于基督。
Every member of the body is Christ born in them.
每一个肢体都是基督成形在他们里面。
Only Christ，
唯有基督。
Christ in you, Christ in me，
在你里面的基督，在我里面的基督。
Christ in every one of us，
基督在我每个人的里面。
In joining together，
连在一起。
In the Spirit，
在你里面。
You have the church，
就有教会。
There is the church，
那里是教会。
There is the church，
那个教会。
Now if this is the church。
如果是这样的话
，then the church is a living church of God.
那就教会就是活神的教会。
Many years ago, I visited Westminster Abbey.
哦，很多年以前我去参观西敏寺。
And the impression it left me.
给我的印象是这样。
It is a church of the dead.
Because
everywhere you find
everything.
But the church is a church of the living God.
但教会乃是这位用活石的教会。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we have a fact.
我们有一个样式
it is a truly fact.
乃是属天的样式
，It is a spiritual fact.
那是属灵的样式
，It is a pattern of the living Christ.
乃是永活基督的样式
，As Christ is.
基督是这样
，So is the church.
教会也是这样
，Nothing more, nothing less.
不能增加，不能减少
，Everything that is not Christ.
一切不是属于基督的
，Is not in the church.
都不在教会里面。
Everything only of Christ，
一切都是基督的。
And you find the church，
你就在那里找到教会。
In other words，
换句话说
，every item， every detail， can go far
每一个项目每一个细节都要根据基督
according to Christ，
根据基督
not according to the world，
不是根据世界
not according to man，
不是根据人
but according to Christ，
是根据基督
and only that，
只有这样
the glory of the world will build up，
主的荣光就充满在人家
fire will come down from heaven，
火从天而降
and there will be the presence of God，
在那边就有神的存在。
Yes, he will reveal his mind.
他就把他的心意向人显明。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So when we are thinking of the building of the church,
当我们在这里思想教会的建造的时候
，do not look to the world.
不要向世界
，try to imitate the world.
不要效法世界
，do not look to man ourselves.
不要看人，不要看我们自己。
As if everything can be solved by our wisdom.
我不要以为任何事情用我们的智慧可以解决。
You don't look for philosophy.
不要去看这些的哲学、科学，这些的虚妄的事情。
You don't look for how to perform.
我不要看他的外表。
As if these are the reality.
你去以为那些是实际。
Your mind only.
发现只有在我基督里
，and that is the reason，
这是另一个原因。
The more you know him，
你越认识他
，the more you build into the house，
你就越被建造成为神的家。
You know him not mentally，
你认识他不光是头脑
，you know him。In life, in
spirit. 你在灵里面，在生命里面认识他。
And in the matter of the living knowledge of Christ.
哦，当你有对于基督那活的认识，怎么样子的时候
？And in the matter of the building of the house of God.
那个缘故就成为神家建造的缘故。
It is extremely spiritual.
这是那样的属灵的
，It is extremely heavenly。
这是那样的属天的
，It is totally of life。
这是完全属于生命的
，And it is of Christ。
完全是基督。
So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，What a responsibility we have today。
今天我们的责任是多么的沉重。
The building of the house of God depends upon our living knowledge of Christ。
建造神的家是根据我们对基督的活的认识多少
？How much do we know？
我们认识他多少
？How much do we know his experience？
我们在经历里面认识他多少
？How much do we know his life？
我们在生命里面认识他多少
？How much we allow the Spirit of God to transform？
我们如何能够让圣灵在我们里面改变我们
？How much we are conformed to his image？
我们是如何的？磨成他的样式。
The image of the church is Christ.
教会的样式乃是基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
If that is the case,
如果是这样
，It is very living.
这是非常活泼的。
It is not rigid.
这不是死板的。
Not formal.
不是有一个方方的。
And the life grows.
当生命成长的时
候，在全球
教会的长大，
认识自己，
弟兄姊妹，感谢神，
因为基督的爱，
他把那个样式已经给了我们。
And we do all things according to the faith.
让我们所做的一切都根据这一个给了我们的样式。我们祷告。
It pleases the Father to reveal the Son to me.
神实在愿意把他的儿子在我们的里面启示出来。对，今天早上，神啊，求你这样做。我们把你的荣耀都归给你。奉耶稣基督的名。